In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 7 or 8 years ago at my previous parish, we were redoing the signage on the front of the American Cathedral in Paris. And the dean of the cathedral asked me if I would help identify a verse from the Bible that we could use as a word of welcome at our front gates. And the Spirit led me to this morning's reading, specifically verse 19, where Paul says to the Gentiles in the city of Ephesus, "So then you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God." This verse of the Holy Bible was seen then by hundreds of native English speakers as they entered their church each Sunday. Living in France, they were foreigners, as it were, 6 days out of seven. But on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day, they were no longer strangers or foreigners. They were home. Of course, Paul did not have in mind an expat English-speaking church in the city of Paris when he composed this letter to the Greeks of Ephesus. He meant by these words that in Christ, you have found your true home. And guess what? The people who share that home with you may look totally different from the folks you grew up with. Paul says that Christ came to, quote, proclaim peace to you who were far off and those who were near. In fact, he came to bring near and far together. Christ came to us, quote, that he might create in himself one new humanity in the place of two. Paul means this in the sense of Jew and Gentile, which is especially clear in his letter to the Galatians in chapter 3, verse 28, when he remarks that there is no longer Jew and Gentile, for all are one in Christ. Those kinds of distinctions, Jew versus Greek, male versus female, are meaningless now that Christ has come to lead us all back to God. I said from this pulpit back at the end of May that Grace is a Pentecost church comprising people from all backgrounds and all walks of life. We might also say that Grace is a Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 church, but that doesn't flow off the tongue quite as well. Martin Luther King Jr. said with great regret that Sunday morning at 10 a.m. is the most segregated hour in America. For many of us here at Grace, it's the most integrated hour of our week. Actually, Dr. King said 11 a.m., but we're early risers here at Grace. Paul wants us to understand that Christ himself and his church are our true home, where those distinctions that so often divide people cease to do so. The church is meant to be a home that God gives us where we are loved and accepted. Because while St. Peter says in the Acts of the Apostles, God shows no partiality, in this world, many people do. Christ is a gift from God that breaks down barriers and brings us home to God and to the church, and the church is the place where that should be made most tangible. But this true spiritual home is more than simply a one-way gift from God. Paul tells these new Christians in this morning's reading, you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. In other words, it is not simply that God has handed down this gift of Christ and his church to be a new home for those who look to him. It's that God is knitting us together spiritually to be God's own home. There is no temple in Jerusalem anymore where God's very self was said to reside. by following Christ and connecting with and caring for our fellow Christians, we actually create a dwelling place for God. By building up ourselves and each other spiritually, we provide a home for the Holy Spirit to do her work. We might call this a virtuous circle, whereby God calls us to follow Christ and encourages and strengthens us to build a dwelling place for himself, which in turn welcomes in God's Holy Spirit, who animates us to follow Christ and care for each other. I think we can also hear these words speaking not just to our community, but to our own lives. We as individuals ought not to live disjointed lives, acting this way towards one person and treating another differently. We ought to seek out peace with those closest to us and peace in our own hearts, that our own hearts might be a dwelling place for God. And if there are places in our lives that do not feel like good dwelling places for God, those are where we ought to focus our work and our prayer, so that our whole selves may be both a dwelling place for God and a blessing to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.